with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to the disciples and eating breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted, but when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to them, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Bless it. So let me see if you guys are still awake. Can you tell me how many times Peter denied Jesus? How many times?
Three times.
Great. And Jesus asked Peter again, "Do you love me?" How many times? Three times. Very important. This reminds us what three means when we come to celebrate. But before we talk about that, when Pope Leo was elected, remember? During that time, the whole church was in prayer. The church was praying because the church needed a pope that loves Jesus, that loves the church. And when he was elected, everybody rejoiced. So we could see that Jesus is looking for people that love him the most. That is why even when bishops are elected or nominated, it is not someone who is so tall. It is not someone who has connections. No. It is someone who loves Jesus and loves the church. So today, Jesus is asking each and every one of us, do we love him? How do we show that we love Jesus? So this reminds us that in any way we have to express our love for Jesus, we have to do it. But we have to love Jesus. Some of you are altar servers. That's the way that they express that they love Jesus. Some of you are lectors. That is the way they are expressing their love for Jesus. Some are in the choir. And other ones. But you have to ask yourself, what is it that you are doing to express your love for Jesus. Can I suggest something? For the boys, begin to think about becoming a priest. Think about it. I am a priest because I love Jesus. That is why I have to leave my family, my siblings, back in Africa, and I'm here serving Jesus because I love him. So think of a way to express your own love for Jesus. As he is asking us today, do we love him? Now look at what happened to Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, right? But Jesus did not say, oh, because you have denied me 3 times, I don't need you no more. No. But the moment Jesus asked Peter 3 times, do you love me? And Peter expressed his love for Jesus. That was the time the sins of Peter were washed away. Peter now became a new person. And from that moment, Jesus entrusted unto Peter the primacy of jurisdiction of the church. And that's why we say that Peter was the first pope. So Peter did not allow his past to define him. The moment he became conscious of his sins, and he professed his faith in Jesus, and Jesus reemphasized and asked him 3 times, and Peter professed his love for Jesus. That was the time Peter was picked up as a leader of the church. So Jesus is telling us that we should not allow our past to define us. But from the moment we decide to express our love for him, he will make us a new person. So let us think about it. The moment we say, oh, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I want to be your priest. He will give you the grace. But the decision is yours. And the way you can make such decision is by praying and asking Jesus, help me that I may decide to express my love for you. So keep praying. Always say this prayer. Jesus, I love you. Give me the grace to express my love for you. Very powerful and very important. So my dear friends in Christ, as we gather to celebrate this Mass, and also as we are preparing for the Pentecost, let us keep praying and asking God to give us the grace to send his Spirit upon us, that the Spirit of God will help us to decide and take a firm resolution on how we can express our love for Jesus. Remember, he's asking us today, do we love him? How can we express our love for Jesus?